Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 430 and entitled Singing Over Talaia, a grandparent's reflection on God's love. Well, perhaps it's inevitable, but our granddaughter's arrival gave me a refreshed perspective on one of my favourite descriptions of God. But before we get into the scripture, let me set the scene. 2 days had passed since our granddaughter, Talaia, came into this world, and I was about to meet her for the first time. I confess, I was literally tingling as I stood outside the hospital ward waiting for my chance to hold her. I knew that this moment would change my life. I entered the room and was greeted by the sight of our precious 2-day-old Talaia. She was tiny, her little eyes still adjusting to the world around her. My daughter and my son-in-law offered Talaia to me, and I gingerly picked her up. Automatically, without even thinking about it, I began to hum a traditional nursery rhyme to her. Talaia's tiny eyelids grew heavy. She settled into my arms, and she fell asleep. It was magical. And at that moment, I couldn't help but recall a passage from Zephaniah. It's chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." And as I sang to Talaia, I felt this profound connection between this verse and the experience I was having with her. And just as I sang those nursery rhymes over my granddaughter, I realized that our Heavenly Father sings over us with love, with joy. Singing over someone is a really intimate act. And this is the relationship we have with our Heavenly Father, an intimate delight that's mutual. He takes that delight in us, just as I took delight in my granddaughter. Since that day, whenever I'm with Talaia, I sing over her, every opportunity I get. And in those moments, I can feel an unbreakable bond, a bond between us that I can't think of anything that could break it. It's a bond rooted in love. And it's a tangible reminder of the fact that God loves us that way. We are his children. It's a reminder that God's love for us is like that of a grandparent holding their precious grandchild. There's a natural overflowing of delight, of tenderness. It's an unending melody of love. That's the way God is. He's singing over us in that way. Unending melody of love. I wonder what this verse means to you. Perhaps you're not a grandparent, and that's totally fine, but what does it mean that he rejoices over you with singing? What does it mean to you to know that God delights to sing over you? What songs do you think he might be singing? Perhaps it's a favorite hymn of yours, or maybe it's something he's made up. Maybe it's the music of the heavenlies that we'll get to enjoy fully one day, and we won't know what it is really until that time. But God sings. He doesn't sing because he must. He sings because he wants to. Because our presence with him causes him to sing over us. So what do you think about these ideas? Please let me know. Drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Leave a message wherever you see or hear this recording, because we can learn from each other that way, and we always learn best when we're learning in community. If you have any questions about the Bible, drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you'd like a copy of my free ebook on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People, then sign up for that newsletter at my website, malcolmcox.org. And if you can think of anybody that might benefit, please pass the link on to them. Subscribe to the podcast, encourage them to do so, and maybe even leave a review. Psalm 100, verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Till the next time, I hope you enjoy singing and being sung to. Take care and God bless.